the best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is, it's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show, all right?
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy, D1. And right now, you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up? What is it? Your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man.
Hey, what's up, family? This is DJ Rain. You're tuned in to the Reverb Live Show, the syndicated talk show playing the best in Christian hip-hop and urban gospel music. We also give the latest in news, interviews, laughter, and much, much, much more. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning into the show right here, right now, on this station, or checking out our podcast. But yo, you got to check out our live show. Our live show airs every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Reverb Live Show. During the live show, you can post your comments and we'll read them live on the air. It's easy. All you got to do is check in with us. Check out our streaming platforms on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and now streaming on YouTube Live. Post your comments and we'll read them live on the air, making you part of the live show. Hey, when we come back, we'll check in with the entire Reverb Live crew. We'll give you the show rundown. We'll get into the Reverb Word of the Day. And also, we got some more great music on the way. So don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
It is our love around here. Oh, no. That's how they know it's around here. Oh, no. Ain't no living dumb around here. Yeah. Reason that the devil never come around here. Oh, yeah. We on the rise, going way up, you know. What? I got a calendar, can't hang up the phone. Taking this shot, not a layup for sure. Y'all been asleep, trying to wake up, oh no. Oh no. Blowing up like my phone. You ain't gonna block my call. That's all God. Mad that your boy got yours. You ain't gonna cap my growth. You gonna have a bad time trying to attack my soul. Why you trying to hack my code? Bounce right back, then I preach like Malachi Los. I got no account on my walls. I know what could count on my bros. I know what could count on my guy. We on the rise, I can feel it deep down in my bones. No, we ain't about to plateau. We gon' blast off with this back dog and you gon' see how that go. It's my whole squad, some dogs. That's Father, Son, Holy Ghost. It is our love around here. Oh, no. That's how they know it's around here. Oh, no. Ain't no living dumb around here. Yeah. Reason that the devil never come around here. Oh, yeah. We on the rise, going way up, you know. What? I got a calendar, can't hang up the phone. Taking this shot, not a layup for sure. Y'all been asleep, time to wake up, oh no. Whoa, whoa. Told you I'm good, I don't need you no more. Don't play with the devil, I kick down a door. Don't play with the haters, you reap what you sow. Okay, they said it fake, bro, they ain't no way. They could be rappers who preach this faith. We on the rise, man, it's day to day. With the 808s, it's a great okay. I got that side like camping. I showed that I got when I can, man. God got me straight out the sand, man. They switch when I'm watching like Ben 10. Be so hard, now I can't dance. Like chiri, 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 bam, bam. No puede jugar con el gran plan. Ni siquiera sabe que yo cantan. It is our love around here. Oh, no. That's how they know it's around here. Oh, no. Ain't no living dumb around here. Yeah. Reason that the devil never come around here. Oh, yeah. We on the rise, going way up, you know. What? I got a calendar, can't hang up the phone. Taking this shot, not a layup for sure. Y'all been asleep, time to wake up, oh, no.
It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Hey, you guys are tuning in to the Reverb Live Show. We got an interesting show coming up for you. Can't wait to get to all the stuff that we're going to run down and give to you this episode. But first, let's check in with the Reverb Live crew. Professor Tracy, what's going on with you?
What's good, DJ Rain? What's good, Kicker King D3? What's good, Reverb Live listeners out there in the building? Man, I was listening to a conversation or a quote or something like that, and I don't know who said it. You guys can hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com to let us know, or hit us up on Instagram if you know where this comment came from. But pretty much somebody said this comment said, so you mean I can't get approved to own a home for $700 and pay $700 a month for a mortgage, but I'm approved to pay rent? I'm approved to pay like $800, $900 a month for rent.
Yeah, I remember.
But you mean
that.
I can't get approved to pay?
That's crazy.
I can't get approved to pay, you know, a little bit less than that.
That is,
and it
crazy.
Be mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That is so ironic.
That's crazy.
I heard that comment. I was like, dang, that is so true.
Yeah.
You will let people pay rent so long or for forever, and or so high, and then next thing you know, you can't you can't afford it. But it'd be cheaper to own your own home.
Yeah.
But you can't get approved for it, saying your credit not good enough for that, but your credit good enough for rent.
And we're not talking $50, $100. See, we talking $300-$400 sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, I when I heard that, I was like, man, you know what? That's facts.
That's
the system.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what that is. Let me see. Also checking into the show, we got my man King D3. D3, what's up, man?
What's happening, Professor T?
What up?
Man, what's happening to our listeners? I cannot forget about y'all, man, because y'all check in faithfully, man. Y'all keep the show, you know, y'all like that flavor to the show, man. So we definitely bring the show to y'all, but y'all add that seasoning. Mentioning listeners, I have to shout out all of our listeners, man, that be up there following us and just on the lives and doing all that you do, because I tend to follow some of our listeners and they'll follow back. And I was looking at one of our listeners' stories and they were in Dubai.
Okay.
Really? Yes. I'm like, whoa, we got listeners that not only live in different areas and like Paris and Memphis and Florida and Carolinas and all of this, but we have listeners that travel. Like, we have traveling listeners who was out there having a good time. And I was having a conversation with this listener, like, oh, what'd you do at this place? And hey, I wanted to go here. You know, how much did this cost? Was this good for you? And they were just telling me. And so I got to shout out all our listeners for being so dope, man. Following us following y'all back, sharing
That's
your
nice,
stories.
Man,
we
nice.
Share our stories and creating a beautiful, you know, relationship, man. So shout out to all of y'all that tune in faithfully.
Don't forget, man, y'all are a part of something big. Y'all are part of the Reverb Live family. We actually live our lives out in front of us. Tracy lives her singleness out in front of everybody.
Yeah.
D3 lives his marriage self out and his vegan self out in front of everybody. Right. I live my whole family life out. Our boys, my wife, we live it out on air on the show. And so you guys are family with us, and you guys grow with us too as well. I actually went to church this weekend.
Yeah. And, side note, I saw you at church. I waved at you. I guess you was praising God. You couldn't see nobody waving at you.
Only on the live show.
Only on the live show. Not at church. I don't make guest appearances at church.
I don't know if I guess it's like a church thing when they say bring your oil to church.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And so for me, it's like, man, I know I've been church for a long time, but I know when I go, I just love the corporate worship. So when I get there, man, I'm in it. Like when you decide to make up your mind, like you going to the club.
You don't turn up at the club.
Have it no matter what anybody does.
Well.
So like, I'm going to go in this church and I'm going to worship no matter who's around me.
Because
it's hard to worship in church because people are like, and not lifting their hands. Like, look, I'm going to go in and get it. We're under COVID protocols.
Okay.
And all churches are following COVID protocols. Everybody, church is trying to keep people safe. So I go there with my mask on. Some people aren't wearing masks because they probably have shots. Mm-hmm. They got vaccinated,
or they identify as fully vaccinated,
or probably that covered by the blood. But I went in there with even though I have shots, I got my two shots, I got my mask, I got the blood of Christ on me. Right, I'm still going in there. And I'm like, yo, I'm just going to play it safe. And I'm thinking they're going to say, okay, here you go, you can sit right here. It was a whole row empty. It was just one girl on the row. I said, yes, I'm gonna sit on this row. Mm-hmm. We spaced apart. We got four seats in between us. I go there, and I'm there. I'm putting my hands up. Lo and behold, I'm worshiping. I'm turning around. I'm clapping my hands. And I see a family coming in, and they come all the way and sit right next to me. And I'm like,
yeah. And all these seats.
I'm like, look, we got 500 seats in this sanctuary. You going to come and sit right by me? Yeah. But so I'm like, okay. I'm still clapping, praising the Lord. But it took me off a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I'm moving. But I was like, if you move, these people are going to get offended. Because they're going to think you move because they got something. I'm like, well.
They might not think nothing, though.
I don't know. But I don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah.
But I said, I don't want to get anything either. Because there's been cases where people have gotten COVID in churches. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to move. As soon as the song go over, I'm out. So I left. I went to the back of the church. It was nobody back there. And I went back there. That's where I saw Trace. I just went back to worship
in the back of the church. Like a heathen. So she went back. Why were you back there?
Why was you back there, Tracy?
I had to do Sunday school.
Oh, okay.
No.
That's not why.
That's not the right story.
Yeah. I had to pray for somebody.
Right.
And I had to go around. Yeah.
There you go.
That's the truth right there. That's the truth.
I believe you because it's you, but the way you lined it up, first time listeners are not convinced.
No, she ain't pray for nobody. Pray girl, for what you was doing back
there? A church
then.
Answer.
I was praying for somebody.
Right.
Oh, that was expected.
Look, somebody did me like that. Oh, no. Our past pastor, long time ago, Pastor Flanagan, he was like, all right, y'all, he was done with his lesson. He was like, okay, all right, go ahead and let's get our tithe ready. So I got up and I went outside to go get my checkbook. When I got to the door, he was like, hey, what you going? Where you going? In front of the whole church. And I'm like, I'm going to get my checkbook. And it was like, oh, okay, good.
Go ahead.
Go get your checkbook. That was hilarious. Like, go get your checkbook. Go ahead.
People, you don't got to write us a check, but we do want you to sit down, relax, hang in with us with the entire episode.
Or you could write us a check. We could take a check.
You could, if you wanted to.
I'll take it.
Or you could. Or you could. Shout yourself out on our live stream. If you're out there listening to us live, we'll shout out our live listeners when we get back. If you're on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, we'll shout you out. And then we'll get back into, let's do it. Let's do the Reverb Brother Day when we get back. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Urban Gospel Show
that gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Look, you thought this was just music? Nah, this is war. Look, I do battle on a track. When you serving God, you bound to get attacked. Pull me out the black. Feel the spirit on me when I start to rap. God ain't got my back. Ooh, in the fire with me like your boy Meshack. Tried to get me, now I gotta get you back. Quit your hiding, boys, trying to pull the mask. Trying to pull the mask, tried to hold me back. Powerful attacks, still my soul intact. Now I'm about to have to take it to the max. You ain't cool with that, shootin' bull with that. Ooh, look, I ain't pulling punches. I go full 100, stepping on the neck. Snake bitten, but ain't getting the effect. Satan, he don't wanna mess with the elect, no. My whole life felt neglected and depressed. Now you think I'm finna let up with the message after you to try to get me with that wreck. Never get respect, never blind, see your methods in effect. Benefit the flesh, step to me again. You getting met with my heavenly connect. Rapping to the death, ooh.
This should be more than you can handle. It is for me. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. Our battle is against the spiritual forces of evil.
I got some enemies sending me, tempt me continually. Critics ain't helping me, never defending me. Perfect repentance is what they demanded me. Go tell the world by my son, he commanded me. I ain't gonna live for opinions of man, cause see, I ain't discouraged if you ain't a fan of me. Under the wing of my God like a canopy, if you can't stand the heat.
better stay back if you ain't trying to feel the flame, gets it on fire. I can't let it get me to fade back. Straight facts, I ain't never afraid to get damned at. I ain't never getting swayed back to them days past. Look, I got a lot of religious people trying to pry it and prod at me. I ain't your project and I don't need all your theology. Need you to pray for me, honestly. Look, man, I'm in the book, fam. In with the good lamb, took a stand. I got them shook, yeah. They never stood a chance, won't advance. They got the folk in trance, playing they only hand. I abandoned all of my old advances. I knew a whole commands, ooh.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
They're not ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand, put your Bible in the hand.
Okay.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live crew is in the building. Wearing my mask right now.
Praising God, Tracy.
And I'm praying for somebody, D3.
Oh, wow.
All the building for you, man. Yo, shout outs to all our live listeners checking into the show. Shout outs to Emily Ballhouse. Hey, Emily. Yep. I remember Emily. Shout outs to Summer Dwarner. The Light 777 is in the building.
Wait, yeah, like doesn't Summer Dwarner say she stay in town? She's still gonna come visit us yet?
That's what she say. That's what she says.
Okay, okay. That's what she said. She said it's a pandemic or something.
I don't know. Y'all are wrong. What her story is. You know, we need to, Tracy said this off here, we need to have lies Christian tells. Or good
Christian excuses.
Good Christian excuse. I'm not gonna call
you lying. You ain't Christian. Yeah. No, I'm just playing.
But you made some real good excuses.
Some real good convincing. Some
Christian
good
answers.
Yes, Christian answers responses. All right, we're gonna have a show about that. Miss Tam G Smith is checking in. What's up, Tammy from Miami?
Tammy,
hey girl.
Janine is checking in. Tammy's saying, I heard that viewers want me to get a push gift.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
She says, is I agree. Not...
Yes.
I don't know.
Well. I saw that on Facebook and it's on the gram.
That
so
was the last show.
In the mouth of two social media platforms, every word shall be established.
Yeah. Shout out to my man C.Time. And Summer Dornan says, don't do me, boo. I'm going to come up there. Give me time. When the pandemic over, I will see y'all.
Come on through.
All right, let's do this. Come on through with this reverb word of the day. Professor Tracy, what you got?
All right, so we got Luke chapter 8, verse 14. This is during a time where God is Jesus telling this parable about sowers. The sowers went on thorny ground, went on good soil, went on the side of the road, blah, 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 blah. But we're going to focus on verse 14. It says this, the seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard the word. They have heard the word. And as they go on their way, they are choked. They are choked with worries and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to maturity. Mm-hmm. My question is, are you being choked by the issues of life or are you putting your attention on the Lord so that you can bear fruit? So that your fruit that's inside of you can come to maturity.
Yeah.
But it can't, like, it's not saying that you don't believe or that you're a sinner or that you're going to hell. It's just saying that you believe.
Okay.
You heard the word. You're not allowing it to soak in and get into the soil of your heart to produce so that the fruit can mature.
You're not
allowing that. You allowing the issues, what mama them did, what daddy them did, what happened at the job, how much money you got. You let all of the worries of this life choke that seed out to where it's like, well, I'm stumping your faith out. Well, all of this stuff is going on, it's coming against you. But the faith, all you need is the size of a mustard seed to grow. But you got to allow that thing to grow. You got to enrich yourself with the word of God and in prayer and going to church and in worshiping God and throwing aside, putting out of your mind. You just have to put out of your mind what's actually going on and say, okay, God, I know this is happening, but I know that you are God. I give you glory. I give you praise. I worship your name. And, you know, what is it that you want me to do?
Yeah,
instead of focusing on it. So on what's going on. So don't allow the seed of faith to be choked out of your life so that you can be mature in whatever it is that God has called you to. Yeah. Whatever is inside of you can come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's easy to look at the stuff that's going wrong around you.
Yeah,
because you kind of sort of have to deal with it.
Right, yeah. Right.
And it gets your focus off of it. And it kind of brings down your faith. I even like to say that with marriages, man. Like, it's easy to complain about what's wrong with your marriage. And then it'll choke out the happiness of the marriage. It'll choke out the stuff you're looking forward to in the marriage that you guys haven't really gotten there yet. But you're so focused on what's going wrong with it that you're not even looking down the road to see what's going to come up after the fruit of the loving part of the marriage. So that's good stuff, man. Great, great, great stuff.
I just keep thinking about Kirk Franklin. Stomp. All my people say stomp. But you just can't let the seed of faith be stumped out of your heart, man. I'm just saying. You can't stump. So I'm just saying, y'all allow the seeds to fall in the good soil. In your marriages, in your family relationships, on your jobs, in your families with your children, on and on and on.
Coming up next segment, our good friend, I think my brother calls him Guy Smiley, Pastor Joel Osteen.
Okay.
Is in the news. I don't know if this is old news or what happened, what he did is old news or new news, but the situation is coming up again, and it's news, and so we have to address this thing. We're going to throw this question out there when we get back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Hey, what's up? This is Miss Tashcat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
You've been working and hustling, two jobs, nights and the weekends. No time to spend with your loved ones. It's like you just can't win. You got to make them end. Your life feels so broken. Hoping to find some solution. Trying to do it your own way. Why spend all your time worrying out your mind? What you can't do nothing about. All those restless nights, and it still don't change your life. Is a little something that you need to get you over. On the poster, always lights, camera, action. Cause you're a superstar. Inside you're torn apart, searching for who you are. Deep down you know what you're missing, even though you have it all. Why spend all your time worrying out your mind? What you can't do nothing about.
Over. Let go and let God. What you say,
The Urban Gospel Show that gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Bottom line is you just can't do it.
Can't do it, can't do it.
It's gonna take a great God with all I have for this one. Yeah. Only you can take all my problems, dismiss them.
For real.
I'm not waiting for nothing. You got my hand and you won't leave me hanging. You'll never leave, but I count that a blessing. Call on your name like a teacher, your presence.
Jehovah.
Trust in you, Lord, all the way to the finish. It's already over. Thought that I told you guys, gon' do it. That's all to it, ain't nothing left to be said. He's the realest, ain't no doubt about it. And after God do it, we gon' throw a party. Cause God's not a man that he should lie. So here I stand on my solid rock. He's on my side, Jehovah Jireh, he will provide.
Can't get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast. Available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes.
Every day across America, excess food is gathered by a network of good people at local food banks, giving hope to millions of children who struggle with hunger. They've earned their wings, and you can too. Together, we can solve child hunger. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn.
You don't seem to understand something.
The best urban gospel show, airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live Crew is in the building. DJ Rain.
New Ferrari, Tracy.
And Target D3.
So Tracy clowned on us off air because what we're wearing, if you see us in the live show, we're both wearing our red Reverb shirts with khakis on, as if we came to Target to work today. Yeah. I mean, we came here to serve the people today. I mean, Tracy. Right.
Like, you mad because we fly at the same time.
Yeah. Why are you in a uniform?
I am in uniform. I just have on the black one.
We should have got her. I don't know where she like. I don't know, Chipotle. I don't know, man.
Where you working?
Well, I got on black on black on black. So,
oh, she gonna make herself look fly, man. We gonna skip this subject.
I don't make myself look like that. I just am.
Yeah. So, shout out to everybody checking into the live show. Shout outs to those who are checking out
yes.
the show on Facebook.
We have a Kenyetta Colvin checking on saying, what's up, Saints?
What up, Saints? Oh, I got to tell y'all about that one. Hey, stay on
Kenyatta. You know Kenyatta?
Bro, I'll just to be short, they had a fire video video release. I got to come in next show and tell y'all about that. Okay.
All right, and we also have Lorenzo Brent Colburn checking in saying, Reverb! What's up?
Our faithfuls. So here's a story. We heard that our good pastor on the West Coast, I call him Pastor Guy Smiley, but everybody knows him as Joel Osteen. He's in the news again. He blew Twitter up. I don't know if Twitter was blowing up and it got blown up again, or if this is a new blow up of Twitter. I have no idea. But Tracy, what is the quick story about Joel Osteen?
So the quick story is people are trying to wonder about what is his actual net worth. Because and about how much his house is worth, because people spotted him driving a Ferrari, which reportedly cost $325,000. These pictures have been floating around on of Twitter, like DJ Rain said. So it's almost one of those things of, can you have that?
Are you allowed?
Are you allowed to have that? Can I answer for the pastor?
Can the pastor have a Ferrari?
Here's
the question. Should the pastor drive around in a Ferrari or a Lambo or a Rolls Royce or some other $100, $200, $300, $400,000 vehicle?
Okay.
Is it right for a pastor to be rolling like that? Put your comment up there. We want to hear what you have to say about it. Matter of fact, there's some pastors out there that want to shout out. Would you gift your pastor a Ferrari? Some people are like, yeah. Some people are like, man, give my pastor no Ferrari. So what do you guys think out there? We toss it up to you. We're going to take a quick break. Come back. Discuss this matter amongst ourselves. And this is probably going to be a heated topic. Me and Tracy sit on two opposite ends of the aisle on this one.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, so it's just going to be what it is. You'll see what Tracy say, you'll see what I say. Reverb Live Show. Ferrari Rain out.
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Being broke, then it's staying on sit right. I do it for my folk, trying to get by. Came through the struggle with my head high. Being broke, then you know what it feel like. I said, being broke made me rich. 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 Gotta keep the stove high so it cook right. If everybody eating, that's a good night. Gotta take a loss while I took flight. Hard times made for good.
Never had to hold up the stove with the fofo. Never had the dough kicked in by the feds when I'm laying in the bed on a bread that I'm gonna blow. But I do know what it feel like to go to school with the knockoff shoes, eating free lunch, trying to act all cool. Well, you better know that we paid our dues. Never would I trade that, cause it made me better. Could've made me bitter. Can't buy that struggle, can't name no figure. But it made me richer. Yeah, being broke made me rich. And being low made you quit.
And it's staying on sit right. I do it for my folk trying to get by. Came through the struggle with my head high. Being broke, and you know what it feel like. I said, being broke made me rich. 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 Gotta keep the stove high so it cook right. If everybody eating, that's a good night. Gotta take a loss while I took flight. Hard times made for a good life. I said, being broke made me rich. Being broke made me rich. Being broke made me rich.
Yeah.
But the struggle got me richer than I ever been. Learn to hustle, use your muscle, learn to grind and keep your mind up on the future, man. We came out them trenches, government assistance in the beginning. Keep them cans for the pennies. We saving that grease after dinner. Now they counting all my pennies, counting all my figures, all up in my business, man. Now they watching what I'm spending, wondering what I got and wondering how I get it, man. I was balling for I had a dollar, being empty handed, made me stupid rich. Rich and loyalty can pay the lawyer fee, but it's all good, it's why I'm pitching in.
I'm gonna stand on sit right. Do it for my folk trying to get by. Came through the struggle with my head high. To being broke, you know what it feel like. I said, being broke made me rich. 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 Gotta keep the stove hot so it cook right. If everybody eating, that's a good night. Now I gotta take a loss while I took flight. Hard times made for a good life. I said, being broke made me rich. Being broke made me rich. Being broke made me rich. Being broke made me rich.
It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Ray.
Reverb Live Show, Reverb Live crew is in the building. Toyota Camry Rain.
I woke up in a new Ferrari. Tracy.
And I will not send D3.
I should have said Toyota Sienna Rain. That's really what I want. I want a minivan. Oh, I want a minivan. I got a growing family, son.
Bro.
But you want a toy? You want a Toyota van?
A Toyota Sienna.
You don't want to get one of those Mercedes vans that people drive around with them families?
Hey, if we get some more donations into the Reverb Live Show account, I could. See, now how would
you feel? Tell them people that. We are not taking their donations for Ferraris. That.
But we're here talking about Joel Osteen is riding around in a $300,000 Ferrari, and people, Twitter's blown up like, how can he do this? Why is he doing this? He's not supposed to be doing that. But Tracy, the question is it okay if a pastor rides around and owns a Ferrari?
Can I answer for the pastor?
Go ahead.
I woke up in a new Ferrari. Listen, if this man works hard for his money, he could get whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. That's like you working for whatever. This man has books. Mm-hmm. He has all types. He has other businesses, real estate. He has all kind of things already away from the church. I don't even think he takes a salary from the church.
Okay.
He has so much money. Matter of fact, he was born in the money. Matter of fact, he was married in the money. So matter of fact, he earned money. So it's like, so what do you do? Tell a man, well, no, because you have money, you shouldn't be. What happens is people need to mind their business.
Ooh,
because
good.
The question is, we're wondering about his net worth. Stop wondering about this man's net worth.
Yeah.
What about your faith? What about yourself? Are you hearing the preached word and living by it?
Yeah.
That's my thing.
But Tracy, could you be upset if a member that is, you know, they struggle to get to work all the time. They got a car, but their car barely cranked. But they make the sacrifice to go to church. They struggle to pay their tithe. They struggle to make offering.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They struggle to do this.
Okay.
And then to see your pastor drive by you in a $300 vehicle. I mean, you don't think that member would feel some type of way?
First of all, how many members are like that? Number one, that feel that type of way? That may be in that predicament.
Man, I don't know how many.
Maybe it may be more. I'm sure there's not only one member like that. So now, does a pastor have to come in and rescue every member in that way? No.
What do you mean rescue? Nobody's asking to be rescued.
Yeah, that's what it's called, a rescue. When your pastor's driving a certain type of car, but you struggling to drive, get around town, so he needs to come rescue your situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case. Anytime, for example, whenever I go on missionary work to Haiti, of course, America's standards and price brackets are different than living in Haiti. So one of the things that we cannot do, we cannot give them a whole bunch of money, like maybe $200 or $1,000 is way more than necessary for somebody who's living in the rural areas that we go to in Haiti.
Yeah. Mm.
Why don't we give them this amount of money? Is because maybe they do, or maybe they don't know how to handle it. Maybe they don't have they're not able to manage it the way that we can. Maybe it's more than enough. Maybe I'm not saying that this is everybody's situation or case, but my point is you can't save and rescue everybody, and just because you earned your money doesn't mean that everybody's entitled to it, whether you're a pastor or not.
We are here talking about Joel Osteen. He was caught, or he was seen. He was seen.
You said he's caught. He's caught like he's insane.
He did so wrong. Oh, we see how you feel, Ray. He was seen driving a $300 brand new sports car. But what do you think about there? Some of our online listeners are chiming in. C. Time is saying, when God blesses, he blesses.
Period. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, not period. And then C. Thomas.
Delight 777 is checking in. He's saying the car does not define who the pastor is.
Well,
I get you. The car does say a little bit about the pastor, though.
Oh, what's that? Tracy didn't hesitate. You better not hesitate.
Can I say this? The car does speak to some flamboyancy of a pastor. Like if you have a bunch of like just trucks, and you're just a truck guy. But if you got seven sports cars, like wait. That does speak something about who you are. Okay. But I see the point that listener is saying. He's checking in saying, "Hey, Gravity was the name of the." This was that his last
album?
No,
album?
That
it wasn't Gravity.
It wasn't Gravity. This is an off-air thing. Some people saying, Rain, you just want a Tesla. I do. I will drive a Tesla.
That's cute.
And it's also he's also saying like, hey, it's like fashion. If you rock baby bottoms, are you a baby bottom person? I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
I would say this. If God has commissioned you, like, okay, man, you see that person, you need to go ahead and look out for that person, that's a different story. That's between you and the Lord, knowing that, hey, I bless you with this, you go ahead and make sure you give it to somebody else. But other than that, it's just like saying, hey, we need, because the article is saying maybe we should tax the church, maybe churches should lose their tax exemption.
Oh, because they're living so dang.
because a pastor is living well. Now, me personally, listen, I love God, I'm saved, I'm a Christian. I don't desire a Ferrari or a Bugatti or any. I don't desire those things. I desire a different type of vehicle. But at the same time, I don't think that I should feel be persecuted because it's something that I like. It may seem that it's flashy or whatnot.
You know, I think the problem comes in when we don't typically see pastors come in sports cars when they begin the church.
Yeah.
But then we see them hopping them when they kind of get more popular
or known or
acclimated. Yeah. And now it's like, oh, all kind of dreams coming out. And I think that's where the appalled aspect comes from, where you're like, man, when you started the church, you had a good old Toyota, you know what I mean? A good old 1970 something. Now you have jumped decades.
The last shall be first.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, started at the bottom, now we here.
We need to kick her off the show.
Started at the bottom. What I'm saying is, y'all, if you work hard for your money, like right now, say for instance, I love it. I love a good crab party. If I work hard for my money and I want to throw a crab party for the entire church and the Revert family, I shouldn't be penalized for that.
Okay. Well, Tracy, if you want to buy the entire church family a Ferrari, I'm not going to get mad at you. We all driving Ferraris.
Yes. But listen, I don't have to. It'd be because I want to.
Tracy drawing
I'm lines. Just saying. It'd be because I want to. Mm-hmm. What I think is like people are trying to draw. There. First of all, we got the attention of who God is. So people, of course, want to attack pastors and ministry leaders because of who they are in the faith, first of all. Second of all, you have those who are out there who may not want to work hard. They want somebody to give them something all the time. And so maybe the person who wrote this comment, who started the viral questionnaire, they don't really want to work hard enough. They want the pastor to just give it to them. Or maybe a pastor told them, no, you need to get a job or something like that, with the church is not bailing you out this time. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we are here talking about Joel Osteen. He's in the news. I don't know if this was old news, old Twitter news, or this is new news that has just
the article
just
I saw
about.
Was a day ago.
But he could have been on that Ferrari for years, and it just somebody just saw
they just saw him coming out of Walmart with the Ferrari. Let that man drive the Ferrari.
Let me flip this for you, Tracy.
Okay.
If you was the pastor, you know your members, right? You know, matter of fact, a lot of pastors even know the tithes that members are paying.
Mm-hmm.
What if this member shows up in a Ferrari or mm-hmm. a BMW? Well, let's say a Ferrari, because Ferrari and BMW, that's two different things. And you know this person say, wait, oh man, God bless you with a Ferrari? And you're looking like, man, but this dude ain't paying no tithe. You wouldn't feel a little bit type of ways, Tracy?
That's not my business. Because when you don't pay your tithe, that's between you and the Lord. The Lord says he will rebuke the devourer for your sake, not me. We're just falling in line with what the word says. So, I'm just saying. If you don't give your tithe and your mm-hmm. offering, that is your life between you and God. And if that's the case, you can't fuss at nobody else. If something happens in your life is jacked up, or if God still allows grace and mercy over your life.
So what about the optics of a pastor pulling up to a church in a Ferrari?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it just don't. What does the pastor have on a nice watch? What does the pastor have on a nice tie? What does the pastor have heels?
The pastor is wearing $1 million Rolex watch?
So, what is wrong with that?
You cool with that?
I am cool. If my pastor wants to wear a Rolex, my pastor need to wear a Rolex.
Yes.
If your pastor want to wear a Rolex, let that man or woman wear a Rolex.
So you can be cool with it, but the optics of what it may look like to the overall public or to the overall congregation, you don't think that serves like a bad type of imagery?
I don't. I'm telling you because so it depends on when and where.
Come on, you're
like I said, you see how I use the Haiti doing Haiti missions.
Mm-hmm.
If I have on a Rolex watch doing Haiti missions, that is unnecessary. Like, I don't, it's a point.
You're a missionary working. You out there. And I got on a Rolex.
That's unnecessary. That is clearly for showboating reasons. But if it's just, hey, you know, I'm out and about, I'm taking my spouse out for dinner, or I'm just, this is my flow for today. Some days I feel like having on workout clothes. Some days I feel like dressing up. So this is what my dress up day looks like. I mean, it's okay. I think that's fine.
So let me hit you with this one, because Tracy love words. So what, you know how the Bible talks about things that we do that makes others fall, or things of that nature, rather that's, hey,
if it's going to cause your brother to stumble,
yes,
don't be a stumbling block.
You mm-hmm. notice who do the reverb word of the day, right? And yeah, so what about that aspect of the Ferrari and the Rolex and things of that nature?
If it's causing your brother to stumble, that's understandable. But is it causing somebody to stumble?
Yeah, all of Twitter.
No, Twitter's not stumbling. Twitter is nosy.
It's
not stumbling. Listen, Twitter is being a busybody.
Okay.
You understand? Those who are posting these things on Twitter, I won't say Twitter specifically, but those who are posting it on these social media platforms, okay, they are the ones who are being busybodies.
Well, let's not say if it makes you fall. What if it's the good thing that you do that gives a resemblance of evil? Like
don't let your good be spoken evil of?
Yes. Like that part of it.
Is it evil to own a Ferrari or a Rolex?
It's going to look like you want the things of this world. It's going to look like you are spending money like that you shouldn't be.
Okay,
that you
so what if
spending money?
So what if you go to the gym and you do a lot of push-ups and you got all of these muscles and abs and you just cut and you just look really, really nice? Or for females, you get really nice and shapely and all that kind of stuff. So should you just, you know, dress around like a hobo because you don't want people
Make
to know that you look nice?
Fall?
Yes. No. Yes, keep us from seeing it.
So everybody should just look rough and raggedy because so that you can feel okay and secure with the vehicle that you drive.
Not raggedy, but wear more rags.
We got our live listeners checking in. Baby girl, this is baby girl Missy Pooh 25.
Hey, watch out.
Baby girl said, what is it of anybody's business what kind of car the pastor drives to church? I agree. Like, if the pastor want to drive a Volvo to church, man, ride the Volvo.
Ride the
pastor
Volvo.
Wants to drive a Bronco, a Jeep Grand Cherokee, hey,
no problem. But I guess it comes to the point of, it's not the lavishness. Look, like, your car costs $500,000. The church, the building that we worship in, costs $250,000. Bro, what? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
So what? To who? Because you see his ministry is big. But again, we can't look at it that as he's taking money from the church. We have to look at it as he has his own money.
Now, all those can be facts, but it looks like.
Doesn't matter what it looks like.
It looks like it's not.
I could have, listen, if I could, I'm Tracy, I'm single. If I go and have a conversation with somebody who decides to live the same sex lifestyle and they happen to be a female, does that make me gay? But the appearance of it may seem, make it seem like, oh, well, is Tracy in this lifestyle? Okay. But that might not be true. Who cares what the appearance is?
Yeah.
Because we'll try to live our lives so much based off of what we look like and try to bend our lives back and forth based off of how other people feel. We don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, so I guess I won't be great.
I get what you're saying in those instances, but there is other instances where the appearance does give off a negative impression.
What are those instances?
So here's one that I have to restrict myself. Being a deacon, I have to not be in certain places because I am a deacon. If I go,
that's
in,
true.
So what? I'm okay. I'm fine. I didn't do anything. I'm just around here. I could be witnessing. That's another Christian issue.
I'm witnessing.
You ain't witnessing. You ain't witnessing.
You're trying to vibe with the music.
You witnessing this party. It's lit.
I am vibing. But see, I can't do that because of the image it may portray.
Right. If it is... Okay, if it is something that's a sinful nature, that's something where you have a right to say, don't let your good be spoken evil of. Because you do so much good, you want to be careful about your testimony. I get it. I get also, you know, being able to wear certain attire in certain avenues, in certain places. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't wear everything for every occasion. It's okay. Just not fitting. Sometimes you could just be overdressed for something or way underdressed for something. That's fine. But at the same time, people need to. This is the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If this man is a man of God and he serves God and he has that money, allow him to spend his money how he wants to.
Let that man spend his money how he wants to.
You can spend the money, but don't spend it like that.
No, Rain saying you can spend your money, buy the car, but just don't drive it to the church.
Right. Okay. Right. And then even in this article, they said he was spotted driving. What was he spotted coming from the gym? What was he doing?
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Mind your business, people.
Missy Poo, baby girl 13, 25. She's checking in. She's saying some people are just jealous of other people's blessings.
True.
I get you. This guy's like, man, why he drive a Ferrari and I don't?
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be in church. He's supposed to be a pastor. You know, he's supposed to be having a Ferrari. I get that. I'm not saying that pastors shouldn't have nice things or live in nice homes. I'm not saying that. Sheena_B_encourage is checking in. She's saying, hey. Miss Tam G. Smith, she's getting in on the action. She's saying the leaders of nonprofits like Goodwill and Salvation Army have the same problem. Their wealth becomes a scandal because they're working for the ministry, doing the work, but they get paid a handsome salary to do what they do.
Yeah.
Wow. Great.
Now, I will tell you what I will have a problem with. Mm-hmm. If you are a pastor, I don't care about if you're driving thus and such. I do have a problem if you're not preaching the word of God. If you don't stand on the faith of God, if you don't speak up and tell what the truth is, and if you're always just smiling at everything and you're not saying that, well, this is what thus says the Lord, and period. Mm-hmm. That is what I would have a problem with. But if you just, you know, you just driving whatever or you wearing a nice outfit, you got on some nice red bottoms, oh, well. But if you ain't preaching that word, we got a problem.
We have another listener checking in and saying, you know what? Somebody could have given the pastor the vehicle. He didn't even use his own money. And I didn't think about that.
That could be a thing.
That could be true as well, too. But again, the opposite is still, D, he's still pulling up to the church with a Ferrari.
Again, it said he was spotted. We don't know where.
Now, what I do like that you said is when you talked about, hey, all of his revenue might not even be coming from the church.
The man is born in the money.
That's facts. I agree with the facts.
He in Texas. That's oil city right now.
That's oil money. That's long-term money. That's old money.
Yeah, that's hustle money.
I mean, let me hold a dollar, pastor. You know?
I get that. I'm just saying, it just looked bad.
Yeah, and you know, there are a lot of people who feel that way.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, DJ Rain. You know, there are a lot of people who are just like, man. I know, I understand it. I understand it. I just, you know, don't think that we have to bend our lives to suit somebody else's feelings in that way, unless it's something that where people are, you know, falling from the world. I could see if, like, everybody's out having a drink somewhere and one person just came from, you know, the lifestyle of, you know, being an alcoholic. And then you start drinking around them. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't want to cause them to fall.
Yeah.
Or if somebody came out of a lifestyle and, you know, they're trying to, I have a friend who just, you know, is starting to live real sold out for the Lord, and they don't want to listen to any secular music. So I have to be mindful of that whenever I'm around them. Like, okay, they don't want to listen to secular music. Let me make sure that I'm not putting them in a position to fall in that way. But if a pastor is wearing thus and such, let that man, let that woman wear that, a ministry leader, whoever, Goodwill leader, whoever, wear their stuff.
let them wear their stuff.
Yeah,
it's all gonna perish anyway. It's gonna fade. You can't take nothing. Let me tell you, for 20 years, I drove a Buick Century, a 2001 Buick Century. I drove it for 20 years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People used to say, man, you need to get another car. Maybe you need, you know, whatever. People gonna talk whether your car is raggedy or look good. Is what my point is. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
people gonna say, "Oh, you need to get another car." But if you got a nice car, oh, you don't need to have that car. You need to be in the middle somewhere. Be mediocre. No.
Right. Yeah. I feel you. People, we've been going back. I told you it's gonna be a heated discussion. No, I don't think nobody was on my side. Everybody wanted their pastors to drive Ferraris.
I'm sure somebody's out there on your side.
I hope somebody's out there. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, you know, get you like an Escalade or something like that. But you know, a Ferrari.
He don't want to drive an Escalade.
Do not crank this engine back up, please.
He don't want to drive. Maybe he want to drive something else. Let that man drive it.
Something else. I don't know. 300. Hey, if I was your pastor, but you know what though? Maybe I'm not used to seeing the type of money that he's getting. When I go DJ, I probably make $600. I can't get that's not Ferrari money.
Mm-mm.
That's not even no car money, to be honest. That's not
a car payment.
That's
though,
just a payment. You know, but I haven't seen
that's like
that type
half
of money.
Mortgage.
Yeah. So hey, maybe when Reverb makes, you know, $500,000 a year in revenues, I might pull up in a what's a
new boo got it,
a new Benzo or something. I don't know. But then I'll feel bad.
A Tesla. Okay, you pull up in a Tesla.
I pull up in a Tesla. Praise the Lord.
There it is.
Praise the Lord. People, that's it for this episode of the Reverb Live Show. If you miss any part of the show, please stick around, stay tuned, find out. But if you want to catch up with some of our past episodes, how do they do that?
iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes Podcast, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and Spreaker. Like, comment, and share our material after you pull over in that parking spot that says Reverb Live Show.
And if you have any questions, topic ideas, or you just want to show us some love, like Jalen Malik is showing us some love on Facebook right now, telling us why we need to worry about the pastor's business and all of that kind of stuff.
That's right.
I don't believe it gives off a negative perception. I'm just putting out, Jalen's on my side, DJ Rain.
I got you.
But anyway, if you have any questions, topic ideas, you just want to show us some love, hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com. We'd love to hear from you.
People, that's it for this hour, but stay tuned. Stick around. Another hour could be on the way. Stick around and find out. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.